Do you want to meditate? You can continue for the 7 hours slowly, mindfully, come out of meditation. Maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner mindfulness or heedfulness state that you have developed. Then use it to meditate within your daily activity and your daily life. Okay. One of the candles has, the light has gone off, I think. Somebody need to try to light it back. Ah, okay. Okay. Should be okay. Okay. Is there anybody wants to report the meditation or report? Oh, sorry. Ask any question. You can come forward. Eh? The mic is in front here. Yeah. Glad you should come. Yeah. Use the mic.
This last couple of days, I find that the mind is more settled.
Oh, okay, good.
So the sitting is much clearer in a sense.
I'm
able to
more observe. Quiet.
More quiet. Able to relax.
Yeah, good. Able to relax is very important.
Yeah.
Then after that, you just don't try to know, silent everything. Then the thinking will slow down by itself. As long as you maintain faith, maintain silence, don't get involved with the thinking, it will slow down. Then after that, that silence, which will transform into very sensitive mindfulness, on its own, it can detect a lot of things. Then after that, any vibration or movement can be there. Then it's just aware, let it be aware, just aware.
Sometimes the vibration was very obvious.
The vibration, or just stay with it. The vibration will slow down. It will also slow down, become more quiet. Then sometimes you can detect your heartbeat also. Then
very obvious.
It's very good. It's very obvious, I mean your mindfulness is good. Then you just stay there, you know. Don't try to use the thought to observe. A lot of people mistake is, the moment you become conscious after the awareness, then the thought come in. Then the thought start to create the deception to try to stay there. Forget about it. Just go back to the silent. I think you can do it. But just go back to the silent. Then it become very clear. Initially, the heartbeat like quite violent, propa. We are the first time you hear on heartbeat. No need stethoscope. Then if you don't do anything, if there is no fear, no movement or thought, no projection, nothing, just silence, stay with it. That is the meaning of awareness, aware of it. The moment the thought try to be aware, means the perception, the thinking, you are no longer aware. So just silence everything and stay with it. Then you find out what happened. It will start to slow down on its own. Everything will start to slow down. Then it become very quiet. Still, that is the training. Very good.
Just stay like that.
Don't try to know. Don't need. Means your breath has become very subtle. Very good. So that is the time. Don't do anything. Just silent. Let the mind stay silent. You still need to stabilize that. Otherwise, you cannot bring that state out into a daily mindfulness. Then now start to do more bowing. More bowing, relax, peaceful, walking. Just no need to know, just relax, silent everything. Just walk, mindfully just walk. Means body and mind as one. Then the Dhamma will come in, a lot of things will come in. Then you will understand all the things. Even that chanting down there, because today is Kuan Yin's birthday, they got a lot of people chanting. So you just silent everything. Everything become within your nature, very clear. Then the vibration will charge you up also. This is a very good vibration. Then I used to like to walk along the two sides of the path last time, I remember. I just walk. I choose any one side, then I just walk. Walk up, walk down. Then it becomes so quiet and so still. Then when I come out here to sit, immediately I go into silent stillness. Then the bowing also. So bowing and walking can improve your mindfulness. Then when you sit, it's very easy. Then later on, learn to lie down. At your stage, you can lie down already. Where you can lie down and just be with the movement. Whatever vibration that comes, stay at the heart, silent. Then initially, it will detect your heartbeat first because you are familiar with the heartbeat. Then after your heartbeat slow down until very, very still, no movement. Then don't do anything. Then it will detect the gateway on its own. Then something will happen. Then you will know. You will know. Everything becomes very different after that. When the gateway opens, you will know. You cannot have any thought. Whenever there is any movement of mind, the gateway cannot open. Then you have faith, silent. You listen attentively with my vibration. This vibration, it can activate that one, the gateway. Then it can open. Then you stand a higher chance to detect it. Or you listen to the recording, the vibration can also activate it. You must have faith, sadha. Then all these are possible. Very good. Anything else? Very good. So you remember, because with that quiet mind, where you can hear your heartbeat very clearly, means your sati has improved. Then now, like no more breathing, everything very subtle. So this is very near to pasati already. But you have to actually stabilize this. So continue to silent, relax. Don't do anything. Just silent, relax. And let the mind settle down anywhere. Whatever you can detect, let it detect. Even the subtle breathing, when you are silent and you stay there, the subtle breathing will come back to you. Like very clear, very prominent. Then no breathing, but internal breathing. Internal breathing. That breathing is very, very subtle, very short. But you can be mindful of the whole movement and you become very calm, very peaceful. That's where a lot of people with subtle breathing, when they know how to meditate, they know how to stay with the breath, the breathing. But you stay in the breath, you cannot detect the gateway. That's why they finally got to use energy to force it through. But very difficult, that one. That one I heard got people get into trouble. They fainted or they collapsed. Yes, it's like you are going in from outside. Like you are trying to temper that thing. So a lot of those do energy field one, they try to use anapanasati to break to the heart, but very difficult, very difficult. And a lot of them didn't make it. But the real understanding is you relax and don't do anything, silent. Then you have to go through the gateway. And then you no need to externally interfere and try to go in. Like that door you cannot find, you simply force your way through, you cannot. And all these are using external energy field. So when you reach the subtle state of mind, where the movement all no more, then you silence everything and don't do anything. Then if your breath, after a while, when you can detect your breathing, the subtle breathing, then you will be very calm in the midst of life also. Then the energy actually build up already. It's okay. That state is okay. Then you relax and lie down. Then just go to your heart, the chest there. Silent everything, relax. Whatever mind state that come out, relax. If you go back to the subtle breathing, you relax into it also. Then it will come back down to your heart. Then it will detect the gateway. Then after that, you will become very different. Then you will understand what that pure consciousness is. Just like a few of them got it. Then you will progress very fast after that. Sadhu, sadhu. I rejoice. Any more meditation reporting? Sandra, come. Sadhu.
Good morning.
Morning, yeah.
what you describe. Actually, I experienced
yesterday. Wow, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Very good. Sadhu, sadhu. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. We actually first time came to the retreat, never attend my class before, because she got faith and she has this very strong determination. That's why she can do it. Very good, sadhu. Continue, huh? Very
so,
good.
Thank you for the teaching and guidance again. Just now when I sit, okay, actually yesterday I experienced under my breath, I don't know what is it.
No more breathing.
No
more
breathing.
Very good.
So I calm my mind. I mean, rather the mind just stays
still. Yeah, it stays there, stay still. No movement.
Yeah, no
so movement. The mind is in sati actually. You have to continue to let it stabilize. Then when the mind is in sati, everything you see, the mindfulness is like with it on. Everything you hear, so the mindfulness like is just aware of the phenomenon. Oh, very beautiful. Sadhu.
So just now when I sit, actually there is sharp pain.
Yes.
It arrives and it
goes off. It will go off.
After that, there was a perception that.
Very clear one.
Yes. And you know, I just feel that. It's impermanent.
Yeah, impermanent.
Go.
Sadhu, very good.
Come to different
parts different part of the body. Huh?
Yes.
Then the awareness will go there.
Yes.
Oh, very good. Sadhu.
And then, and then after that, the vibration occurs.
Wow,
again.
Sadhu. Very good.
Last time, when I sit, my whole body can.
I know.
Then,
movement. This time, no more movement.
No more movement.
Because inside, stabilize.
So
very good.
Just now when you talk about the heartbeat, the third day I experienced very
violent or pum-pah. Then slowly it still slow down.
Yes.
Very good, sadhu.
But just now I had this heartbeat. It slows down.
Yeah, very subtle.
But it didn't come back anymore.
Very good. Sadhu. Very good. Wow, you progress very fast. I rejoice. Let's rejoice. Really. Sadhu. Within a few days, you can have this type of result. She totally new to Dhamma, I tell you. And she can do it until like that. That mind that is silent and still can see so many things. Even the perception, how it comes in, how it sees. Then how this still mind detect all the tactile consciousness. That's like every part of the body, just aware. You just move. Don't try to do anything. That is the real meditation. Thank you so much. Continue.
One more thing.
Continue.
The chanting came.
Very good. That one.
Every morning I went to.
Yeah, I know. You were there. You were there. I saw.
So when I hear those chanting. It just arise and down, come
correct.
Up and down.
Yes.
Especially when do the.
Walking. Wow, that one very powerful. Now when it started, I think I was in the room. I came out. That's why I fold my palm. Guan Yin Pu Sa, Guan Yin Pu Sa, Guan Yin Pu Sa. When you have affinity, Guan Yin, when you chant this, the vibration going, it will activate everything, it will open up the whole thing. That's why you don't understand Mahayana's teaching. Because their vows are very powerful. It's not Guan Yin, it's her nature that do all these things, because it has become a nature's law. You must have faith. Sadhu to you, very good.
And there's joy.
Yeah, that pity, that joy will come.
Oh,
and that one comes with clarity, understanding. And you are not carried away on. It's very beautiful. And there's no attachment. And you know, these are condition state. When condition is there, it will arise. Condition cease to be. You can see it is. There is nature. Then the impermanent characteristics, you understand very fast one. Everything is like that. The whole of phenomenal world is like that. The whole of mental movement is like that. Sadhu, she knocked her head. How can a person totally new can understand all this through direct experience? Continue. Thank you so much.
When there's joy, my stomach starts to burp.
Then afterward the gas all come out. You will fart a lot, I tell you. But no smell on you, don't worry. Very good. Because this is the byproduct when the pure energy goes in. Because when the vibration she hear about the Kuan Yin chanting with the faith, and from her past also, it start to connect. Then it activates the gateway. Then all this, whatever pure energy that goes in, it will cause all this to transform. Then because she is still not familiar with new, then the gas will come out. Yeah. Then it will burp, it will fart, it will do a lot of things. It's healing her. Healing you in a very, very subtle and very refined way. Your health will improve. A lot of things will improve. You will know one. Sadhu. Yeah. Thank you, Sandra. Thank you for the sharing. I rejoice. Sadhu. Thank you so much. Where is Brother Jia? He's not around. If he's around, he'll be very happy. He will have a lot of joy. You make note the time. Let Brother Jia know. Ask him to listen. He is faster than Brother Jia. Brother Jia last year came also. One retreat, cultivate. But he went very different. He wasted 1.5 days questioning me. She never questioned. No need to question. Straight away go. The first 2 days was a lot of thinking, a lot of pain. Then what she do? Bowing. Because of the faith. And she is the one that go down there and do the Bodhisattva vow on herself, reading it from the notes. See? This is what that thing is possible. If you have faith, everything is possible. Your faith is a spiritual faculty. Then you have the understanding, the sincerity. Then this is what you want. This is the outcome of it. Everything will start to change. From now onward, her life will start to change. Earlier on, before she came, she told me she already sensed the changes. She did it at home. The vow and all those things. There a lot of things happened. Office, her life. Then the way she looked at things so different. There is so much joy in her. Last time you can see, there is still thing inside there. She is not able to come to terms with and all those things. Now it's so light, so free, so much joy, so much happiness because of the understanding. I hope this can give you some form of faith. Yes, I relax, silent, don't try to know. Bow, develop the mindfulness, then silent. Then the meditation will take off. It will kick off. It will become very beautiful. I was describing the experience to Gladys. Because Gladys has reached a silent mind state where everything becomes very quiet, very subtle. Then she still got to move on a lot of things. Then I describe what are the possibilities that can happen. It's for her to investigate on what I say. Then she straight away recollect that she did all this and all this happened to her over the last 2-3 days. Means she no need to ask. From her past, from her faith, from her understanding, she just know how to do. Because she just listen attentively and follow instruction. Don't try to know. Silent, relax. Then she recall what I advised to Gladys. Initially, the heartbeat like very violent. I also realized it long time ago that way. That's why I can describe all these things. Then people who have done it, immediately they will know. You cannot run on. When your mind transforms, that will be the characteristic. That will be the understanding, the ability of that mind to understand. Then the perception can come, arise, disappear. Everything you will see them coming, going, coming. And then the silent mind just move, away, on its own. Then in life also same. Everything is just a flow. Specific phenomenal awareness. And people so new can reach this level. I tell you, it's not easy. It's fantastic. Yeah. So, with this understanding, I hope it will give you all the faith to strive on with heedfulness and really, really do it. Because it's possible, like I said, during this asana and the condition that comes with it, it's so easy. Don't go and listen to your thought and like people tell you nowadays, can't even find a sotapanna. You go and believe all this type of thing. Don't try to question anything. Have faith and do. If the Buddha's time, they can do. Whether got the Buddha or don't have the Buddha, you have the vow, you know the way. All these are still possible. It is the Buddha, Sammasambuddha, that went through and taught all this way. That's how the Mahayana got the teaching. So from the Mahayana teaching, if you really have the faith, if you can follow this way, you will also have the same experience that all these bodhisattvas who took and become Sammasambuddha. So this is what meditation is all about, faith, spiritual faculty, nothing else. No need to believe anything, okay? Anybody else wants to report meditation and share? Anybody else? No? Then we go back to Heart Sutta. Turn to page 80. We are at part 3. Maybe I will read the last two paragraphs, or last three paragraphs before that. Last night I asked Engby to help me to read on. This one will describe to you very clearly what meditation result can be. And this is what actually Sandra came to understand. If all phenomena can be returned to mind consciousness, then to pure awareness, and then finally back to the true emptiness. That's how he saw the arising, ceasing. Then from external phenomena or external mental phenomena, which is the external form, they perceive it through the mind. That's how you return to mind consciousness. Then mind consciousness return to the true awareness. That's how it sits inside. Then if you continue to silence, you will realize the complete silence. Then finally the enlightenment and all those things. So this is how the Dhamma can be understood through the silent mind. It means they are all not so real, all created by mind. We are consciousness, and mind make are they, hence the impermanent, the phenomenal world is a world of consciousness, and they are all really empty. And this you understand. Those who go through, they will understand. But you saw it happening. How the creation went out, and how through the understanding, all the creation come back, return to pure awareness. Then it exists. Then the next one is, beyond mind there is no creation, no suffering. There is without mind, there is no form, no perception, no feeling, no sankhara. Hence no karma and no creation via mental consciousness. Cognition via mental perception is all mind-made, that's why it's just an image. Hence phenomena and perception are all linked. They are all impermanent, leading to suffering and anatta or empty nature. This next part is beautiful. If you can meditate like that, it's very easy. The pure awareness means before the arising of the aggregate of mind, the perception, the feeling, all the other thinking, consciousness, and all the whatever your brain put in on, the conditioning put in on. So if you can stay with the true mind, the pure awareness, before the knowing, or the essence of mind, which can be aware of silence of nature, which is not a condition arising phenomena. Hence, it is the unconditioned, and also your true mind. But it is not a permanent unchanging entity that can come out, or you can call it the me and the I. But the mundane condition arising mind needs sense data in the form of vibration for the arising of the hearing consciousness. Hence its condition arising nature of the phenomenal world. So you will come to understand all this, the condition and the unconditioned. Then how your mundane mind create, how upon contact consciousness come to be. Then within the content of consciousness you got feeling, you got craving because you don't have wisdom. Then this craving is your evil root, your mental hindrance. And how you are conditioned into suffering because of your wrong view. That condition all these evil roots, mental hindrance and all those things. Okay, now we go to the third part, part 3, 3.1, question 1. I often feel peace and calm during meditation. I also feel warm in my body as I bow and chant. It increases the mindfulness in me. See, people who bow, they know. Yeah. The mindfulness builds up. Thereafter, it prepares me for more effective sitting meditation. As you meditate, the yin and yang energy can build up to cause heat and cold to arise within your body. Here at Wuping Jingse, there is no air conditioning, so we tend to feel warm, and sometimes we sweat too. Is the warmness uncomfortable? No. It is quite soothing. That is okay. And you can just silence your mind and relax into it. That's why I bow it. Always just silent into all mental state, whatever mental state you silent, and just relax into it. Don't try to know. And as long as your mind is not affected by the heat, then you are at peace with it. Otherwise, your mind will be affected and cause you to react. For some who do samatha or one-pointedness concentration and absorption meditation, they tend to have the heat problem because of the yin and yang imbalance. This is especially so for those who like to play with energy field to develop psychic power. The mara too can come and dilute you and disturb you. But if you know how to release the energy build up and come out to normal state of awareness to cultivate the four foundations of mindfulness to develop the wisdom as taught by the Buddha, then you are all right. And they can also develop enlightenment. So all this you will understand. Huh? We move on. The next question, Brother Teo, how about your daily mindfulness? Eh? Oh, this is my question. I asked that person, how about your daily mindfulness? Are you able to develop it? The reply say, for a while only, because I get easily agitated and affected when confronted with difficult situations in daily life. Then the calmness and the daily mindfulness are all gone. This is because that person, now I remember this person, is a male. Initially he progressed quite well, but because of condition, situation, he told me, he said, it is the other... you call it what, your partner, because he got to be sensitive. So he chose to develop that harmony within the family. So she just accord and flow. But he developed initially quite good understanding. Then his problem is in the meditation he can be mindful, peaceful, aware. But come out to life because the views, the opinion, the conditioning, the attachment. That's why he described difficult situation in daily life. When confronted, he cannot be peaceful. Then the calmness and the daily mindfulness are all gone because of the attachment, the clinging. Then I replied, habitual tendency born of wrong view to persist certain situation with negativity is the cause of your situation. You lack right view, and you should reflect, contemplate, and inquire deep into the Dhamma via the second turning of the first noble truth to develop the second turning wisdom, Chintamaya Panya, to overcome this problem of yours. You should inquire why you are agitated and affected. So all this you will understand is due to your wrong view. How do this habitual tendency that cause you to react to such situation come about? You will finally come to understand that it is because of your certain expectation and preference born of your wrong view. Yeah, the reason is wrong view that condition you to think that way. And this has been there for so long. You are actually grasping or clinging onto your wrong thought born of your conditioned memory. Seeing this clearly with your pure awareness, see, the pure awareness will enable you to straighten your view. We are silencing your mind. Always remember, silence your mind. Don't try to know. Then the silent mind will understand to develop the wisdom and the right understanding needed to free your mind. You can also inquire to free via applying the work Now this is Bhayankati, as taught by Bhayankati. The work is a simple yet powerful process of inquiry that teaches you to identify the question and thought that cause all the suffering in this world. It is a practical way to understand what is hurting you and to address the cause of your suffering or problem with clarity. Her work consists of 4 lines of questioning and inquiry to develop the wisdom to free Deya. The first one is question the wrong thought that condition you to react habitually. And it's very easy to question. Is it true? Is what the thought telling me, is it true? Then inquire again by asking, can I be absolutely true? Sorry, can you absolutely know that it's true? Yeah, this is a challenge to you. Where you tend to believe your thought, like I said. Like let's say, give an example. You don't like somebody. Then when you see that person that you don't like, the memory recall through the past, what he has done to you, and your perception of him. That's why you develop the dislike towards that person. So what happened? This is wrong thought. Condition your dislike, unhappiness, sometimes enmity through your memory. So when this happened, you're supposed to inquire. That thought is already telling you that this guy is your enemy, or this guy last time did this to you, hurt you. Therefore, you should hate him, or dislike him, or be careful about him. So you should inquire. This one is what the thought tell you. You can inquire according to the Buddha's advice to the Kalamas. If I think that thought, does it harm me? Does it harm the guy? It definitely harm you. You become unhappy. The evil roots are there. The mental hindrance is there. Then you got hatred, negative energy, dislike for that person. That consciousness will actually create karmic, but may not be that severe. It's not transgression yet. So it harm you and it harm yourself. So you should apply this to your thought. So Bhayankati put it in a very subtle way. Just question your thought. Is it true that the thought say, this guy is my enemy, you should be careful of him and all those things? Of course you say, yeah, last time happened. He did that. That's why I have this perception of him. But then, after this period, how do you know he's still the same guy? Understand? That's why the second inquiry, can you be absolutely sure that it's true? Of course, after a while, you will say, yeah, I'm very sure, because I saw all this. Again, very logical. Yeah. But the third question will wake you up. Yeah. What is the third question? How do you react and what happened when you believe that thought? Yeah? It's just like the Buddha's Kalama Sutta advice. Right? The Buddha even asks you to check this. Does it harm you? Does it harm that guy? It harm you, isn't it? It make you evil, isn't it? It make you arise all the evil root and negative tendencies. So this one is what Bhayankati is trying to teach you. It's the same, but put in different words. He called it the work. So how do you react and what happens when you believe that thought? You are afflicted, isn't it? Hence it's a wrong thought. And you should arise the right effort to abandon it instead of believing it. That's why you don't have mindfulness and you don't know what constitutes evil. You cannot cultivate the 4 right effort. You cannot overcome this. Means you don't know and you don't understand the Buddha's teaching. That's why the work is actually explaining to you the Buddha's teaching, but in another way, using different words. So hence is a wrong thought and you should arise the right effort. This one is the Buddhist one, the Bhayankati didn't say this. To abandon it instead of believing it or clinging onto it to condition your suffering and misery. Then the last question is a turnaround. Who would you be without that wrong thought? Peaceful and at ease, isn't it? With this clarity of mind and non-reaction, then we can act following Noble Eightfold Path to resolve whatever issue amicably without having to resort to any negativity or action, speech and thought, thereby leading to the end of all suffering. So when you reflect and contemplate and inquire, without that thought, I was peaceful there. I got no problem with life there. Suddenly, I perceive that guy, the memory trigger. With that thought, I become evil and miserable. Afflictions. This is what life is all about. Life's reality is through perception, through memory, through views and opinions which are wrong, through conditioning, you end up suffering. All this becomes so rampant because you react so often. Every moment of sense experience, you stir your mind, like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant. And this is how you create mental hindrance, evil roots. And through that, what happens? You become evil. That's how you become heedless. How affliction, conflict arise. So through this understanding, Bhayan Kathy just say, without this thought, how will you be? You will be peaceful at ease. Then why do you choose to be miserable, afflicted? Go and believe the thought. Do you see? Please wake up. This is so easy. Because you never question your thought. You never question your own understanding. You have been living this way through self-delusion, heedless, and the mental conditioning, your views and your opinion, for so long until it becomes habitual, mechanical. That's why you just react. You just create all these mental movements, stirring of mind, the duality, everything. Because you are not mindful, you are not aware, you are not silent. You didn't contemplate and inquire into the Buddha's teaching. That's why you cannot see all this, and you think this is human nature, like Our Lady always say. Isn't it human nature to be sad, to be angry? If because the delusion there, then it is like that. But if there is no delusion, it is not human nature. Human nature is beautiful inside, understand? Your true mind, your Buddha nature. So all this, when you understand, you are different. That's why, like Krishnamurti say, must have awareness to understand all this, to see clearly how thought divide, how thought creates suffering, wrong thought, wrong view, condition your suffering, your misery. Then see how your conditioning, your views, your opinion, your belief system make you like that. Then when you understand that all this comes from conditioning, come from your wrong view, your belief system and all those things, then with this understanding, that is the beginning of freedom. Because you know how you get into trouble. All these are wrong view, conditioned by wrong thought, self-delusion. Then how can you walk out of it? When I know it's wrong view, what must I do? Straighten your view. Very good. Sadhu. When you straighten your view, you become beautiful. Then the next time you see that person, no more. You have to assume that he has changed or what. Then you observe. Understand? Sometimes he could have changed. That's why you cannot assume that same person is still the same. Your memories of the past, understand? And the worst is, this is your views, your opinion at that time. You perceive him with negativity because you don't like his character, his way. But you are no different in that. You also got a lot of bad habits, a lot of evil root that make you not popular. But you cannot see, understand? That's why without virtue, without Noble Eightfold Path, it's very difficult for you to transform yourself, character-wise, personality-wise. That's why you are just the way you are. And you get yourself entangled over and over again in life because of your self-delusion. You didn't inquire, you didn't reflect, you didn't... The other word is what? Contemplate. And because of that, you can't really deal with it. But the moment you are able to be mindful, aware, and see all this, then you don't need a genius to walk out of it, isn't it? When I know how I get into trouble, how it conditions me into negativity, I just have to develop the right view, the right understanding, straighten my view, then I walk out of it. then I won't be like before, so foolish. Which means you choose to be happy, peaceful. So if I don't think that thought, which is a wrong thought, I will be peaceful. If I don't believe my thought, I will be peaceful. Yeah. It's just like Sabha Asabak Sutta. Things that are fit for attention, I pay attention. Things that are unfit for attention, which the thoughts say, create enmity and evil root and hindrance, which is a wrong thought, why should I pay attention? That's why when you have silent awareness, mindful, you will see all this, the essential Dhamma. Then you don't need to be a genius or an expert to walk out of the view. It's so clear. And nobody will be so foolish as to get themselves back into the cesspool or trouble. You already out. You still want to go back to the old way and jump inside again. If you do that, nobody can help you. Because your craving is too strong. You like to go back to your old way. Okay, we move on. Then you will perceive life differently. And you will know how to truly live life. To experience all its beauties and wonders. The pure awareness with wisdom, which is so beautiful. And it can experience all of nature's pristine purity and beauty. When I was in New Zealand, I can feel the nature there is so pure and so different. Because there is so little human consciousness to pollute it. Even the food I eat makes my body feel so good. Then the next question, question two. How do you perceive opening chakra via Qigong practice? Oh, this type of question also. When you use your thought to open your chakra, you have to be careful because the thought created by the unenlightened being still have delusion. So it can bring about yin and yang imbalance. It can also mean tampering with all this chakra. Because wherever you focus, or concentrate your thought or your mind, the thought energy will build up there. It is advisable to develop only the relaxation and mindfulness training and exercise. It is advisable to develop only the relaxation and mindfulness training and exercise within the Qigong practice, but not to focus and store your thought energy at the Tan Tian unless the intention is to develop qi for health purpose. Do not use it to develop psychic or energy field. There is a safer and more genuine way to open chakra via developing the wisdom first. Then when the mind can cease via wisdom, one can make use of it to develop the 10 perfection to walk the Bodhisattva way to realize Buddhahood. Developing the loving kindness, the compassion and the wisdom, and then stay at the heart area and silence one's mind to detect the gateway to our nature. This gateway will melt all of our life force and mental or pure awareness energy into our nature to become pure neutral energy, which is no more of the yin and yang type. This is the pure energy that can really open up the chakra internally via trust that is without the interference of any thought. So it was just like Sandra just now when she reported and shared. Last time when she meditated, her body used to sway every direction movement because of the yin-yang imbalance when she get into some form of calm state and all those things. Yeah. And this is very often the case if you do energy field, especially those who go and draw energy through Reiki, then there's a lot of movement, But the moment she detects this silence, then she's able to go to the heart, then everything slows down still. Then when she builds up this meditation, this time is so different, no movement at all, so still. So silent. That's why the yin-yang movement no more. Because now it has reached a understanding, the balance, that joy. Understanding makes the big difference. Okay? Then we move on. Next page. Within the five aggregate of form and mind, form is much grosser and has perceptible characteristics. Hence, it is quite easy to see and understand. I think this one I have dealt with earlier on. But when it comes to mental aggregates like feeling, perception, activity of mind, which is thinking, mental states, mental formation or intention, etc., and the consciousness, they are formless. Hence, they are much more subtler and much more difficult to see and understand. Most people do meditation without the true understanding of what is meditation as taught by the Buddha and its true purpose and intent. Hence, their main activity are centered on developing the so-called good meditation, such as calmness and tranquility of mind via concentration and focusing on the mind using thought. Such calmness and tranquility are usually taken as good meditative state, which they will cling onto as a sign of good progress, forgetting that it is only wisdom that free and liberate the mind. The calmness and tranquility are good conditioned state, but they are only the byproduct of meditation that should not be clung onto. Instead, they should make use of it to develop the wisdom or insight needed for enlightenment. We are sati, to see things as they are, without any concept, words, idea or thought. Without sati or mindfulness, you cannot see things as they are, to understand what is going on in life within the moment. Use the sati or silent mind before the knowing to meditate and awaken to the three universal characteristics of nature and to develop the insight knowledges needed to free the mind. See clearly that all phenomena are natural condition arising, naturally condition arising upon contact of mind with their respective sense bases. Also see how upon contact, consciousness and its seven universal mental concomitants come to be, and how through ignorance, contact, condition, feeling. Then feeling, condition, craving. Yeah. That one, there is one part missing. Contact, condition, feeling, then feeling, condition, craving, leading to all the grasping and clinging, etc. That cause one suffering when wisdom or yoniso manasikara or wise attention is not there at the moment of sense experience. Then one will come to understand clearly how thought arises due to respond to memory, and how one grasps and clings to all this memory via our own mental perception and thinking. Our thinking that condition our emotional negativity and fear, etc., leading to all the suffering and misery in life. And because of delusion, you take them as very real and give them meaning. Hence arising your grasping and clinging. In actual fact, there is no one to see, no one to think, to feel, to grasp and cling. All these are due to one's wrong view or sakkayaditti, self-delusion, where one still cannot see their conditioned arising nature to insight into the three universal characteristics of anicchang, dukkhang and anatta. The human being, first aspect of our five aggregate of form and mind, is only a vehicle and a tool, karmically conditioned out by our karmic nature, for us to use and live this segment of our life. And it is not a permanent unchanging entity that you can call the me and the I, because it is not you. When you see this very clearly, you truly awaken. You have taken birth and death for so many countless lives. So which of all these countless numbers of segmented life is you? None. So do wake up to this truth with right view and understanding of wisdom. Yes. Oh, time already. Sorry. Please let me know next time. Oh, exceed 7 minutes. Thank you. Okay, we stop here. Okay. Then we will understand the secret of life, and we will know how how to truly live life without having to worry about life anymore. Okay, we stop here. Huh? Thank you so much, Sian. Okay, you can go for your lunch. Huh? Yeah. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. You rejoice louder, don't worry. After you do, everybody follow. We have a lot of followers. Then later on, everybody know what to do. Then now, very loud one. Sadhu, sadhu. Okay. So I see you. Come back at 1:30.